Hello, audio boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Saturday, the 25th of April, 2015. And it is about 20 past 6 in the PM. And I am in the mobile recording studio, recording this audio boo. you know what's really weird is... I'm clearly sitting in a car all by myself, talking. And it's not too many years ago that if you had seen somebody doing exactly what I'm doing now, you'd have thought they were a bit bonkers, sitting in a car on their own, talking to themselves. But now nobody bats an eyelid. I can see at least one other person in this sort of queue of traffic. In fact, I can see one other person just talking to themselves, as they've obviously got a hands-free kit of some sort. And I can also see a gentleman in a Bentley drive past me with his phone held up to his ear. Yes. 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 Wrong diddly wrong. So, why am I driving through busy traffic, I hear you ask? Did you ask that? I'm sure I heard you ask it. I'll tell you anyway, even if you didn't. I'm driving through busy traffic in the city of Birmingham. The wonderful city of Birmingham. I can see lots and lots of tall buildings, a very tall sort of blue glass type of building. I can see the BT Tower, or Telecom Tower, as I think it's probably known. I'm going into a tunnel, so you might lose me for a minute. I'm going through a tunnel, it's dark and scary, and I'm coming out of a tunnel with lots of pretty coloured tiles on the wall. As I come out the tunnel, and big futuristic LED screens advertising things to me. Local banking on demand. I can't see what bank that's for. The headline is bigger than the actual thing. Wear your support. I can't see what that is either. Fashion targets breast cancer. Okay. I can see the John Lewis building, I think, with the big rings all over it, the big circles all around it, which I think are supposed to represent bubbles, I think, aren't they? So, yes, and I'm now going into a very deep, dark tunnel right under the road. I think this is the A30... Well, it is the A38. I think it's commonly known as the Aston Expressway. When you hear... I haven't listened to Radio 2 for a long time, but it used to be the lovely Lynn Bowles or Sally Traffic. Used to always talk about the Aston Expressway when there was trouble in traffic. And that's where I'm on now. I'm driving under something, under the city of Birmingham, I guess, through a big, long tunnel. So why am I in Birmingham? Well, I've been to see Audio Boo's very own Adrian at TurboStream, being a Birmingham mini person. And I'm now heading for home. And not only have I seen Audio Boo's very own TurboStream, but I've also seen Audio Boo's very own Big Rick, all one word. And I've also seen, as an added bonus, I've also seen Audio Boo, kind of Audio Boo's very own, not of late, I've seen Audio Boo's Pilgrim Chris as well today. For the first time, I've known Chris for years. 5 years, maybe more, probably more. That I've actually known Chris, and yet it's the first time I've actually met him face to face and shook his hand and stuff, despite the fact that he doesn't live very far from me at all. So yes, that was a pleasure indeed. And why have we met all of these lovely people? Well, we've been to see some tents and some cooking equipment and some rucksacks and that kind of stuff at the Backpacking Light outdoor show down in the village of Hanley Swan, the very lovely village of Hanley Swan, near Great Malvern in Worcestershire. And we went down there this morning. We had a look at some lovely shelters and lovely stoves and all kinds of yummy things. Another big advertising sign advertising Falcon Tyres. Very swanky, all this big flashy LED stuff. It looks very futuristic. I think I've got Villa Park on my left. So we went and looked at all these shelters and stuff at the outdoor show, and that's where we bumped into Pilgrim Chris. We didn't plan on meeting Pilgrim Chris. We just happened to bump into him there, which was good. It was good to have a chat and have a bit of a catch-up. And then we left there and we headed off to go for a trot up to Worcestershire Beacon, which is one of the Malvern Hills, the very lovely Malvern Hills, which I walked myself with Adrian at Turbo Stream last year, was it? Was it last year? Was it this year? No, it was last year, wasn't it? We went for a walk up there, and we've gone back again today. Didn't go along the full ridge like we did last time, just up onto the beacon and along a little way. And then we just sat and enjoyed the views. And the views from the top of the Malvern Hills are stunning. Absolutely stunning. No two ways about it. It is some fantastic scenery from top of there. It's like Bowling Green Flat. It's your archetypal English patchwork quilt countryside. It's just beautiful from the top of there. So yes, we spent probably 2 hours just sitting, chatting, just sitting and chatting and looking out over the scenery. It was bliss. It was really, really, really good. Really good to catch up with Adrian and Rick again. As always, you know, a pleasure to spend time with and that kind of thing. So, you know, that just sort of, you know, always makes for a wonderful day. And we were expecting rough weather today, actually. The forecast wasn't good at all, but thankfully it's come good. It's been quite breezy today, but a little bit overcast at times, a little bit hazy at times. But for the most part, we've had clear skies, stunning views, and nice warmish weather. It's been nice. So an absolute pleasure. An absolute pleasure. So we looked at lots of different shelters and sort of weighed up options about what people could possibly own in the future. I'm of course a big fan of the Lux Outdoor Mini Peak 2, because I have a Lux Outdoor Mini Peak 2, and I really, really do love it. And actually, I think there seemed to be, there was an awful lot of interest in it. I think a lot of people like the Hex Peak. I'm probably talking waffle here too. I always talk waffle, don't I? But it was good. And I had a really good look at, oh, excuse me, I've got hiccups again. Had a really good look at something called a honey stove, which is a, oh my willy word, where am I going here? I want to be in this lane. Cool, this is complicated. Oh, I might have gone on the wrong road there. No, I haven't. I think. Oh, no. Doing loads of roadworks, and as usual, the signage isn't very clear. No, I think I'm on the right road. Blue line is telling me it's a good line, so that's good on my satellite navigation. Although my satellite navigation in this car isn't always accurate. And it's a bit stupid. It sometimes tells me to turn half right. Half right? What's half right? I don't know what half right is. I've never heard of that direction before. So, looking at shelter. Oh, look at the honey stove. Yes, the honey stove is a wonderful piece of kit. It's made of either stainless steel or titanium, if you want to go uber lightweight. But it essentially comes flat packed with, it's hexagon shaped? Hexagon? I think it's a hexagon. Hexagon shaped, so you get individual panels which pack flat into a little bag, and you put the slot the panels together. They slot together, and you put like a base plate in the bottom, and you can burn wood on your little stove. It works like a little fire, like a little firebox. So you burn wood on your stove to boil your water or cook your food. You can also put in a meths burner, methylated spirits burner, similar to one for, you may remember from your Boy Scouting days, of the Trangia stove. You can put a Trangia stove burner in the bottom and use that as well. Or you can use hex bit blocks or all kinds of stuff. It's a brilliant, brilliant piece of kit. And they had some running and on display, and I kind of thought, you know, that's very, very tempting. Very, very tempting. I really, really like them. Because I've got a gas stove at the minute. But I had to be sensible. I had to be sensible and not spend any money. I wanted to, but I could have bought the stove, probably, but then I would have needed lots of ancillaries. I would have needed a new set of pans. I would have needed a bottle to carry meths in. I would have needed a Trangia stove burner and all of this kind of stuff. And it would have just cost a load of money. And it's money that I haven't really got to throw away at the minute, because I pulled the trigger last night, pachow, and bought my camera. Yeah! I bought it from Digital Rev from Hong Kong. I've taken the punt. I figured it was worth the gamble. To be honest, I don't think it's much of a gamble. I have spoken to, virtually and physically, lots of people who have bought from there before, and I haven't heard anything overtly negative about them at all. Everything's been really positive. The only slight negatives I've heard have been a couple of people have said they've been stung for import duty at customs. One guy said he bought a lens. He didn't say how much the lens was, but he got stung for 15 quid. Well, you know, my camera's just cost me, well, I've ended up paying just over £450 for it. So, you know, that's more than easily the price of a lens. So, you know, if he's only getting charged 15 quid, I'm quite happy to pay 15 quid. Even if Digital Rev don't refund me, I'll happily pay 15 quid because it still means that I've saved 70 quid over UK retail price. And it will be here within 3 or 4 days. Which is phenomenal. I've been given an estimated delivery date between Wednesday, between Wednesday and Friday, which is just phenomenal. In fact, 25th, 26th, 27th. In fact, no, Tuesday, Thursday. It should be here between Tuesday and Thursday. I ordered it last night, so I am well excited and well chuffed. And I can't wait to get my little hands on it. Or rather big hands on a very little camera. And Adrian's got a very similar model to the one I've just bought. I think it might be slightly smaller than the one I've bought because it doesn't have a viewfinder and stuff. But I was just having a little look at it again this morning and it does feel really small in my hands coming down from a DSLR. But I have seen a bigger and more brutey men than me using this camera, so I'm sure it'll be fine. So no doubt I will bore you stupid with more camera talk over the course of the next week or two when this arrives and I start playing with it. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, actually. It's got me interested in photography again, you know, it really has. I mean, I've still been taking photographs, but predominantly just Instagrams, if I'm honest. And I really want to get back into doing proper photography. And this is just sort of... it's got me really interested again. I'm back on Flickr. I'm using Flickr again. I'm starting to pay attention to Facebook photography groups and forums and that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's got me buzzing again. And I really can't wait to give it a go. Still got a few bits to sell though, because I need a few more bits to add on to it. I've got the camera. That's the main thing. The other bits can come as and when my other bits and bobs get sold. So there you go. Anyway. So I will leave you to it because I'm going to listen to some audio boos now instead of talking and waffling. But I will leave you with this thought that it was really funny today because we were just talking as we arrived at the venue for the show this morning that about the power of audio boo and how yet again these three blokes who are totally unconnected from three completely different parts of the country and three different walks of life had met up yet again. And you know the fact that we just met purely through audio boo, and the fact that, you know, the circle of friends sort of spreads wider through other contacts that we have, you know, through the likes of you know, being privileged enough to call the likes of Phil Sorrell and Dean Reed friends. Obviously, they've got quite a big following within the outdoors community. So, you know, consequently, you know, you end up making new virtual friends. You know, and yes, the majority of them are just virtual friends. But you know, my circle of friends, my area of interest has broadened in the last sort of year or two since I started audio booing again. Just purely and simply because of the fact that this new circle is expanding because I know Phil and I know Dean and people like that, and it's kind of, you know, it just builds from there. And we were just saying how really good that is, and what a great thing it is that, you know, we've made these new friends and stuff, and all's really good. And then of course we bumped into Pilgrim Chris, And the sort of funny thing about it is that after just talking about that very same subject, it was somewhat ironic in a very good way that Pilgrim Chris should arrive, because ultimately it was Pilgrim Chris that first got me into Audio Boo all those years ago, 3 years ago now, I think, something like that. So yeah, he's responsible for it all, and he just happened to be there. He wasn't supposed to be there today. He wasn't supposed to be there. He was supposed to be somewhere else, but he decided at the last minute to change his mind. And you know, I'm not saying it's any kind of, you know, fate or spooky coincidence or anything. It's just, you know, quite interesting that we'd only just been talking about how this circle of friends spreads, and then suddenly the person responsible for landing me on Audio Boo in the first place turns about the blue to meet for the first time, which was great, really good, really good. So yeah, all in all, it's been a really, really, really good day. As you can probably tell, I'm very chilled out. I'm very happy. I'm looking forward to getting home now for some Chinese food, and probably, almost certainly, the next episode of Breaking Bad. Oh God, myself and my wife are loving Breaking Bad. Yes, I will keep left because I do not want to end up on the M6 toll road. Thank you very much. Yes, myself and my wife have got hooked well and truly into Breaking Bad. Oh man, that is so good. We're almost at the end of season 2 now, and it's just getting better and better and better. What an amazing piece of TV that is. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. So yes, no doubt at least one, possibly two episodes of that will be consumed tonight. And then I might possibly get back and do a bit of Xbox gaming. Fingers crossed. You never know. Although, actually, a lot of fresh air today. Not very much sleep last night. I kind of think I'll probably not last much longer. So, yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to me, Waffle Guys. I hope you're all well and happy. I hope you've all had a good day, whatever you've been up to. And I will speak to you all again very, very soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.